Shares of big cap tech names are still trying to find their footing as the sector continues to be weighed down by dreary earnings reports from Meta and Roku. Looming rate hikes from the Fed and the Russian invasion of Ukraine isn't helping sentiment for these stocks either. Mark Mahaney is Evercore ISI's Senior Managing Director and Head of Internet Research and joined us now. Mark, always good to get some time with you. Is what we're seeing right now in tech something similar to what we saw back when the internet bubble burst in 2000, where investors should be using these opportunities to buy names at a major discount?
Okay, well, thanks, Brian. I think the analogy is more like the end of 2018, where you had a correction in the market that was kind of 15 to 20%. NASDAQ is just about in bear territory now, down almost just around 20%. And then you had three things kind of come together. You had a trade war. You had slowing in global GDP growth, and then you had the beginning of what was presumed to be at the time a series of interest rate hikes. Instead of a trade war, you've got a real war this time. And instead of unknown certainty about interest rate hikes, you've got known certainty about interest rate hikes. The question is just the magnitude of them this time. So I think you put all that together, it's a pretty negative cocktail, if you can say that word, for growth equities, for tech stocks. And it's hard to see why there's a floor in them, or at least why there's going to be a major bid in them until, you know, later in the spring after we get a sense from the Fed and then after we get about the pace of rate hikes and after we get some greater visibility in how Russia-Ukraine is going to play out.
Yeah, for right now, Mark, it's very, very murky, obviously, as to what is going to happen. There's sentiment and then there is reality. And obviously sentiment is very powerful. And that's a lot of what the depressive pressure of what we're seeing right now. And then there's trying to piece out what is the actual effect of this. You know, what is the implications for rates? What's going to happen then to tech as a result? There's also some talk about the semiconductor supply chain being affected because of some raw materials that come out of Russia. How are you sort of thinking about the quote unquote real effect, if you will, of this conflict?
I'm not sure to tech there's a real effect. I think it really is much more of a technical effect. And again, what I mean by that is, the fear is the rising rate environment. So rising rates negatively impact future growth, high multiple stocks, which is where a lot of tech finds itself. And now that you've got more supply chain disruptions, costs are going to be rising in Europe. That'll bleed through. So, yeah, you're going to have, if you had inflation concerns late last year, they're much elevated versus then. I want to get back to what something that Brian was asking about, which is, so is this an opportunity to step in and buy these stocks? Yes, if you have a 9 to 12 month outlook. And look, you're going to be able to, you'd start off buying the highest quality names. And that would probably be, no, it would be Google and Amazon and then maybe Facebook. There's a lot of company specific controversy around that. But Google and Amazon are trading at trough multiples now because of market concerns. When those market concerns fade, and they inevitably will at some point, I don't know whether it's months or it's quarters, but they will fade. You're going to get a chance to buy Google and Amazon at bargain prices. So if you've got a long enough duration investment outlook, absolutely, you should be stepping in and buying some Amazon, buying some Google today.
That's really interesting, Mark. And you also said in the short term, at least, it's going to be difficult for these stocks to find a floor. When market concerns sort of fade, that could happen. What would that look like to you? What would be the signal that market concerns were fading or that things were going to, I mean, I know we're looking down the road a little bit here, but, you know, what signals do you look for that that's set to happen?
Well, technically, you'd be looking for some clear path on what's going to happen with interest rates. Julie, if we go back here, 6 months ago, we were talking about one rate hike in 2022, and then we're talking about two or three. Now it's four or five or six. And the question is, we're doing 25 bips, we're doing 50 bips. This is an enormous amount of uncertainty. The Fed, after the next Fed meeting in middle of March, maybe we'll get a little bit more visibility. We may have to wait until we see a series of hikes go through the market. And so that would take us to the summer. So I think there's part of it is just getting some cadence from the Fed as to the direction. We know what the direction of rates is, but the pace at which rates are going to increase. Once the market feels comfortable with that, or at least has visibility into that, then I think you'll see a return to growth equities. And the other unknown, of course, is just how extended the and how long, how damaging the Russia-Ukraine war is going to be. So I have no real way to handicap that. The first one, I think there's plenty of precedents in history for how long it takes stocks to react to once the Fed gets consistent with what the rate hike increase path is going to look like.
Mark, to the extent you can discuss this, are there companies in your coverage that are better equipped to handle any potential cyber attacks than others?
I haven't really thought about that, Brian. I would assume, I don't know, I would assume that the biggest companies, you know, the Googles, Facebooks, Amazons, because they've got the largest operations, and so therefore cyber attacks would be a smaller percentage of total spend, could be a smaller percentage of total spend for them. They could probably absorb that kind of spend. And it's not like they haven't dealt with cyber attacks in the past. Most of these companies have. So, but I would assume that the bigger the company, the greater their opportunity to fend off those risks. But it's a good question, Brian. I hadn't really thought about it. Maybe that's another operational risk. Maybe that's where the real impact of Russia-Ukraine is on these companies' fundamentals. So that's something to keep in mind.
We'll look for your next note maybe on that, Mark. But, you know, originally we had booked you to talk about some earnings reaction today, among other things. And so I am curious to get your thoughts on eBay. That definitely was not among the list of stocks that you said you would recommend stepping in to buy right now. And we are seeing eBay under a lot of pressure here. You know, how sort of structural are some of the issues at eBay, and how likely are they to persist?
Yeah, Julie, the issue with eBay is, you know, the guidance they gave last night. And look, the stock's got a lot of valuation support. It trades in a mid-teens PE multiple on GAAP earnings. And unfortunately, this is one of the very few companies that I cover. Maybe the only one that still reports non-GAAP earnings. I just think they need to move beyond that. The rest of the sector and the street has. But leaving that aside, their guidance implied that they're going to exit 22 with, you know, kind of low single-digit revenue growth. And that's just, frankly, not that, you know, that means that they're still going to be underperforming the overall e-commerce market. And this company has taken a lot of steps to streamline their portfolio, to return cash to shareholders. So they've done the right strategic steps. But in terms of the actual business itself, you know, after, you know, several years of tweaks to the products, trying to expand into new categories, the market wanted to see kind of better growth coming out of it. And that's not what we're going to see. And I just think the competitive intensity is so great, not just with the large companies like your Amazons and maybe your Shopify's, but also with a lot of the kind of the ankle biters, a lot of the vertical players in this space, whether it's a RealReal, a Stitch Fix. There's just a lot of different ways that people can purchase products. So it's the competitive intensity is just much greater for eBay. So it's a stock that even at these valuations, which I think is, you know, it's close to a market multiple, I think you have market-like growth, and maybe even worse than market-like growth. And valuation's not compelling.
Speaking of valuations, Mark, the valuation on Facebook continues to shrink after that quarter a couple weeks ago. What signs are you looking for that a bottom might be in here?
Yeah, and Brian, let me also do this. And when it comes to thinking about what to do with kind of consumer internet stocks, you know, the path is going to be this. You're going to buy the highest quality assets first. Then you're going to buy the recovery assets. So that's your Uber and Lyft. And then third, you're going to work your way back into the higher growth, higher multiple stocks. At the end of that list are names like Trade Desk and Roku and Shopify, names that have really been bashed aggressively. I don't know the timing of this, but I think you first buy the highest quality assets, and then the recovery, and then the high growth, high multiple names. And I think that's probably a process over a 6-month period or something like that, depending on your investment horizon. And then that was the point I was trying to make, Brian. I forgot your question.
No, I think that was good. I think the market is still trying to figure out where the bottom is here in Facebook, but we'll have to have you back. Hopefully that bottom for many of the bulls to come soon. We'll leave it there. Mark Mahaney, Evercore ISI, Senior Managing Director and Head of Internet Research. Have a good week.